This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. 9:18 in the morning, Thursday the 31st of October. And before we get into some corporate news, let's take a look at how the KLCI is doing.
Well, up slightly from when we reported earlier, 1582.17, up 0.14%. And in Singapore, it's up 0.5%. Muda Jaya has become the most active stock with 20 million shares being traded. And from just a 4% rise earlier on, it's now 12% up. And there's some news perhaps coming from the construction sector. Not sure why there is such a big movement in Muda Jaya this morning.
Interesting. But nevertheless, we have also this morning been speaking to Dato' Muhammad Arif Mahmud, EVP and CEO of Downstream Petronas, on the Breakfast Grill, where he emphasised the importance of the Pengerang Integrated Petroleum Complex. Now, this $27 billion US dollar investment was designed and built to develop Malaysia's largest petrochemical cluster. And Shaoning, I understand it's expected to transform the country.
Yeah, we're going to move from a current importer to a net exporter of refined petroleum products. Of course, it's supposed to have multiple benefits to Malaysia's GDP, create new jobs, and most importantly, it's part of this ambition for us as a country to be a leading petrochemical cluster in the world.
So, however, to look at the potential impact it may have on the earnings of the listed Malaysian companies, this morning we speak to Mohsin Aziz, Associate Director, Maybank of Investment Bank Research. Thank you for joining us, Mohsin. Now, although PIPC is not fully complete, are there any listed companies that already benefit from this project?
Okay, the PIPC, physically, it's already ready. It's just going onwards to commercial production, which is due next month. Now, the degree of benefits vary from company to company because when you start a machine of this scale, you're not going to go full 100% rate on day one. It takes time over a period of 2 to 3 years. However, the company that benefits the first from day one, the storage and logistics segment, because you need to bring in your raw materials, store it, and when you get the full products, the final product, it has to be redirected to exports as well. So in that respect, Dialog, who owns the port, the storage facility, the throughput facility, they have been benefiting very well from this project. They are already into their extended phase of expansion. They're building further storage facility. So,
And looking forward to when the PIPC is complete and operational, do you have any listed Petronas entities that stand to benefit?
Yes, you have Petronas Gas. They are involved in the liquefied natural gas storage facility and also the transmission to the Peninsula Natural Gas Network. So the facility is ready and they're already taking the throughput. Now, they will benefit assuming there are more consumption. And right now, since the facility has just started, the throughput hasn't been that high yet, which is normal, you know. So as the utilization builds, this entire facility will be consuming more and more natural gas, and hence Petronas Gas will benefit accordingly. The second business that will benefit from this is Petronas Chemicals Group. They have built a huge petrochemical facility over there at Pengerang, 3.7 million metric tons per annum, which ranks it as one of the world's 20th largest petrochemical facility on one site. It's going to start operations next month, and I predict that it will take about 2 years to reach full capacity. So over the next 2 years, you'll see these two entities gradually get more and more earnings as they spool up their utilization rates.
However, Mohsin, what are the risks that PIPC may face since there is going to be competition coming from Lotte Chemicals and even other petrochemical facilities starting in Thailand, Indonesia and Vietnam by 2023?
Well, when you talk about the petrochemical industry, there are a lot of risks involved. First of all is operational safety. Any mistakes that happen can lead to very not a nice consequence. You need to have very highly competent manpower, a very good engineering team in place, safety team in place, and thus far things have been good at Petronas. So we hope that continues. Secondly, the business is cyclical in nature. It's not what happened in Malaysia matters. The pricing is determined from global factors. So that's another consideration. In reality, there's not much you can do with regards to pricing. What they have to be focused on instead is to be very efficient and ensure that their cost is competitive. And then with regards to competition, there are, let's just say, more competition coming from new plants in Indonesia, Vietnam, and probably Lotte, which is not too far away from them. The good part about this is Southeast Asia as a region is a net importer of petrochemical products. But within this 10 ASEAN country blocks, only two countries are net exporters, and that is Singapore and Malaysia. So we are taking good benefit in terms of exporting our surplus products to this region. And also by extension, China is also a net deficit of petrochemical products. So they also import lots of our products. So I envision in the next 5 years at least, these dynamics won't change. But beyond that, as long as we are very productive, very efficient, and we produce good quality products, that will be our entry or our competitive edge against everyone else.
Thank you very much, Mohsin. And that was Mohsin Aziz, Associate Director from Maybank Investment Bank Research, talking to us a little bit about the PIPC and what kind of effect it will have on some of our listed co's. And he did mention a couple of names. So Dialog Group was one, as well as Petronas Chemicals and Petronas Gas.
Yeah, Dialog is, of course, the oil and gas analyst's favourite on the street. This is one stock that has the most buys, 14 buys, 4 holds and 0 sells. The price of this stock, the valuation of this stock has never been cheap. If we look at FY20 PE price earning, it's trading at 30 times. Now, this is due to the fact that Dialog, to be honest, they've had a pretty decent track record. Management is well regarded. And it's in a relatively what you call a safe space in the oil and gas, because what they do is they provide the storage facilities. And if we look forward, we do know that PIPC currently phase one is finished, phase two is being built, and there is talk about phase three, and there will be some Dialog participation in phase three. So that's one of the reasons why the street remains very optimistic on it. Target price for this is 393. Now, another name that the street looks at when you want to perhaps play the PIPC theme is, of course, Petronas Chemical. Now, the problem about chemicals is that, you know, everyone is a price taker, because you can't, you're just but one of the many players in the industry. So much of it is not within your control. And then during the breakfast grill, it was emphasized again that cost is key. So you really got to be as efficient as you can be, because it's a commoditized product.
Okay, we got some prices for Dialog. Only 6,800 shares traded this morning. 3.46 is the price, and Petronas Chemical is up 1 cent to 7.44.
Yeah, on the street currently for Petronas Chemicals, there's 8 buys, 7 holds, and 8 sells. Market's a little bit nervous about this because the operating environment is difficult. It is challenging. Mm-hmm. There is going to be some competition, not just from external players outside of Malaysia, but even within Malaysia. Lotte Chemical, which has its plants in Johor, is a major competitor. The difference, of course, is Petronas Chemical has the advantage of cheaper feedstock from its parent versus any other player in the world. But it's still a difficult operating environment, and the major risk is that there should be no unscheduled maintenance for all their plants. Otherwise, you really do see margins actually kind of coming down quite significantly.
And the other Petronas entity, Petronas Gas, is at RM16.60 this morning, about 20,000 shares traded so far. We also do have some news out of Caring Pharmacy. So Caring Pharmacy have said that they're targeting a capex of RM8 to RM10 million for their next financial year, in which RM6 to RM8 million will be used to open between 12 and 15 outlets in the, what they call second-tier cities, where Caring currently has no presence.
Now, the group recorded a 10% 10% jump yearly on its net profit above 25 million ringgit on the back of an 18% increase in revenue. Bear in mind, Kering, one of the major shareholders, of course, is Tan Sri Vincent Tan. So there were questions about collaboration with his other company, 7-Eleven Malaysia, but currently there is nothing material that has yet to be announced.
All right, and Kering Pharmacy, how much are they this morning?
It's untraded, actually, but the last on price was 245.
All right, and that is all the corporate news that we have for you today, because we're heading into the 9:30 news. And after that, we'll be having Ringgit and Sense, where Roshan Kanesan tackles the subject of wills and estate planning with Sheila DeCosta of MWD Wills Depository. Now, be sure to stay tuned for that after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.